السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2274 of our daily nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the 19th of Rajab. An Abi Huraira radiallahu an, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an is the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. 5374 ahadith narrated through him via the different chains of transmission. He states, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, the Master alayhi salatu salam said, Innama yub'athun nas, the people will be resurrected, ala niyatihim, according to their intentions. The hadith in Ibn Majah. So when we study about intentions, what do we find? In Bukhari Sharif, Riyadus Salihin, Mishkat Sharif, the first hadith, Innamal a'malu bin niyat. Anything we do, we should check, visit and revisit our intention. In Urdu, we have a wonderful saying, Jaisi niyat waisi baraka, and remember that is what we will see. So when people were migrating from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara, so then Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, if a person's intention is lillahi wa rasulihi, for Allah's pleasure, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pleasure, then they will get the maximum optimum reward. But if the intention is for dunya, the worldly benefit, or imra'atin yatazawwajuha, or to get married to some lady and all that, then that will not reap to get the maximum reward. So we must see our intention. Tomorrow you must remember there'll be fitnas more and more. So many people pass away. Some are innocent, some are guilty, some intention is makhluta, in tainted intention. Some people are sitting on the fence committing an offense. For that Nabi alayhi salam said, Innama yub'athun nas, people will be resurrected, ala niyatim, according to their niyat. A huge, huge error and mistake that is committed nowadays by many, many Muslims throughout the world. Their intention, remember, is good. But the manner, method in which they want to do things, that is haram. They say, but my intention is good. So remember, a good intention does not justify a haram action. Let me give you 2-3 examples. People want to collect money for a masjid, but they have a musical show. So how can that ever be justified? You call a band, you call musical or show and all, and say we're collecting for a masjid or madrasa. So the method adopted is totally haram, unacceptable. Second one, people say our intention is to help the poor, but then they are posing for the videos, posing for this. So our intention is no more for Allah, it is for riya and wasum'ah. It is to impress the eyes of people and the ears of people. So that also gets rejected. So therefore, good intention does not justify a haram action. That's a law in Islam. And we must take cognizance of it. And it's happening so often and so often nowadays. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us all. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.